Their chairwoman of the Alaska Democratic Party is calling on Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell to remove himself as a member of Mitt Romney's leadership team in the state. Patty Higgins says that while the Republican Party runs today's presidential preference poll, Treadwell will oversee elections in the fall. If Romney's the GOP nominee, Higgins says the concern is that Treadwell already has expressed a bias for him. Treadwell says he doesn't think the founders contemplated a lieutenant governor who would totally not be involved in the political process. He says he sees his job as trying to get the Division of Elections the resources it needs to run free, honest, fair, and transparent and honorable elections. He says that he'll continue that work. And Alaska Republicans are voting today for their choice to be the party's presidential nominee. 24 delegates will be up for grabs in the presidential preference poll. Alaska is one of 10 states holding contests on Super Tuesday today. Mediated negotiations between the state and the owner of the Alaska Department of Labor building in Juneau have ended without a deal to extend the state's rental agreement. The state will start looking for office space for Labor Department employees. Vern Jones is chief procurement officer with the Alaska Department of Administration, which negotiates leases on behalf of other state departments.
We weren't able to come to terms on the Juneau Labor Building. Our plan now is to put out a competitive solicitation for replacement space for that lease.
Jones says the main sticking point was over the length of a new deal. The owners wanted a 10-year extension, while the state wanted no more than 5 years. He says Administration Commissioner Becky Holtberg wants more flexibility as the state explores its office space options in Juneau.
Our commissioner all along has said that she wanted to preserve the option in future of a new state office building.
That's good news to members of Juneau's legislative delegation who have pushed for a new state-owned office complex in the capital city. The Labor Building has been plagued by numerous structural and air quality issues in recent years, and many employees say it's causing their lingering health problems. Juneau Democratic Senator Dennis Egan says something had to be done to improve conditions for those workers.
You wouldn't believe the emails that we get from employees, and it's not two or three employees that are disgruntled, and then other employees think, well, I don't feel very well either. I mean, there are a lot of employees that are directly affected, and I applaud the administration for getting them out of there.
If the state decides to build new office space, Egan says the delegation would like to see it located downtown near existing state offices and the Capitol.
It's more convenient. It's in the core area of government, and that's where government ought to be. Directors and financial people, people that directly relate to the legislature.
In the meantime, Jones expects the request for proposals for office space to go out in the next 2 months.
We've done some preliminary work, and we know that there is space available, maybe not all in the downtown area, but area-wide, we think that there's sufficient space available. So we're hoping for good competition.
The state's lease at the Labor Building expires at the end of June. Jones says it's unlikely all of the employees will be moved out by then, but the current lease allows the state to stay in the facility on a month-to-month basis. As we reported yesterday, work began over the weekend to identify and remediate any mold in room 210 of the building. Jones says the end of negotiations between the state and the owner should not affect that work, which had already been agreed to and is being paid for by the owner. Department of Labor officials involved in the lease negotiations were not available to comment by airtime, but Labor Department spokeswoman Beth Leshper says there are absolutely no plans to move employees outside of Juneau. Alaska Senator Mark Begich says the state's future depends on Arctic resource development and increasing the United States' presence in the Arctic. In his annual address to a joint session of the State House and Senate yesterday, he said Alaska has the people, the ingenuity, and the location to make things happen.
When I look at the Arctic and see what the potential is, it's beyond what anyone can imagine what's out there. And there's no better place but to take advantage of that than right here in Alaska.
Begich called for a combination of state, federal, and private investment to develop the Arctic in Alaska, and he warned of ceding leadership in the region to Russia, China, Canada, and other nations.
These countries are investing right now in deep water ports, ships, resources, mapping, and more. Meanwhile, the United States still has not ratified the law of the sea, which provides us international framework to exercise our rights in the Arctic.
Begich also called on the state to request a waiver from the federal No Child Left Behind law, calling it a rigid system that does not work in Alaska. At least 37 states have asked for or received waivers from the education law, which was imposed during the first 4 years of the Bush administration. Begich has taken his waiver request to Governor Sean Parnell, who has said the state education department is investigating the issue. Begich spoke about 40 minutes yesterday. It was well over an hour after fielding lawmakers' questions. Some of those topics included the Citizens United Supreme Court decision that allows super PACs to funnel money into campaigns, which he called corrosive to the political process. Begich also commented on providing access to federally funded medical care by veterans in rural areas, opposed proposed cuts in benefits to TRICARE, and talked about production of the F-35 fighter versus a possible restart of the F-22 program. Alaska senior senator Lisa Murkowski already addressed lawmakers last month. Congressman Don Young, Alaska's only representative to the U.S. House, usually meets with lawmakers informally. The House Finance Committee is considering a $9.5 billion state operating budget that cuts $60 million from the governor's proposal. The budget is not finalized. The committee plans to take public testimony on it today and tomorrow and is expected to take up amendments next week. The budget could be on the floor for a possible vote around March 14th. The House last week approved a bill that was designed to speed up return of items being held as evidence in criminal cases. North Pole Republican Tammy Wilson said that crime victims sometimes have to wait months, even years, to get back their property that is used as evidence. She says the bill sets up a process to let victims petition the courts.
Some of the consequences for not having this process is it's gotten to a point to where the small business would rather go out to pawn shops and get their equipment back versus go to the police and report it, because at least they get their merchandise back. So
she says there are safeguards in the bill. For example, if there is a disputed claim of ownership or a physical possession of the property is important to a court case, the evidence will not be returned. The bill passed unchanged from the version that the Senate approved a month ago. It will now go to the governor for possible action. The Juneau School Board tonight is expected to revise a policy that led to financial problems for the Rally program. The before and after school program for young children has been losing money and enrollment in recent years. One issue has been a cost recovery allocation for overhead, including school district finance, payroll, human resource, and information technology. School District Administrative Director David Means says it has varied from 3% to nearly 10% each year. He credits a Rally parent group for identifying the inequity of the change.
The costs range, from depending on the year, from about $30,000 to $85,000. And one of their concerns was this puts a lot of instability into the Rally picture, and we had to agree with them.
Rally stands for Recreation, Arts, Learning, and Leadership for Youth. Means says the charges started in 1999 before he took over administrative services. The proposal before the board tonight calls for a flat charge to Rally of 2.5% for overhead. If the board approves, Means says the stable rate would also apply to school food service. Means says 98% of Rally funding comes from parent-paid tuition and the rest from grants. In January, five morning Rally programs were discontinued, and Means says the district will reevaluate that decision once the program's finances stabilize. The board tonight will also transfer funds from the pupil transportation surplus funds to Rally to eliminate some debt. The school board meets at 6:15 at the Juneau Douglas High School Library this evening.